This is Rory Miller, Curon Training for the CRGI Digital Dojo. This series of talks is going to be what I call the context talk. It's the seven things you must cover in self-defense class for your own personal protection. If there are any of these seven things you're unfamiliar with, you don't know how to navigate, anything that's been left out of your training, you have an extreme vulnerability. You have a hole, and it can get you in trouble. It can bite you on the ass. If you're teaching, these seven things have to be included if you want to call it self-defense. My opinion, but you can listen to them and see if you disagree at the end. The things that are listed, the things that are follow-up, the next lessons are not in order of importance. I tried to organize them by time in the sense that you want to, for instance, know the legalities and your own ethical issues long before anything bad happens. You can't really put them in an order of importance because everything affects everything else. How you handle your ethics and what you know about the legal stuff will vastly impact the aftermath of any violent encounter you happen to deal with. If you have a good counter-assault or counter-ambush technique, your odds of actually surviving the fight go way, way, way up. So these all interconnect. So enjoy, take good notes. If you want further information, both the book and the video Facing Violence, were based on the talks you're about to hear. So you've got two backup sources for it.